today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you feel any pressure at all?
No, I don't think so.
That was the pause, okay. Pregnant pause.
Okay. Yeah, I was considering it.
This
is a great room. I tell you
to
what.
Sorry, Mark. Excuse us for a second. Yeah. You really didn't finish this up.
For the first 22 years of my state career, I worked for the state workers' comp program. So getting people back to work was a high priority.
This guy screams disability, doesn't he?
Yeah, when I get in the same room with you, you'll be screaming disability.
Like a 2 or 3 hours later, I look outside and it's him and his garage buddy going up and down the street on my electric bike, which I wanted them to try it out and see, like, this is how it works, right?
They look like the guys that took Ferris Bueller's dad's Ferrari.
Do you do a safety pee before you're traveling?
I have lately because I've been on diuretics and I have to pee all the time.
Safety poo.
Yeah.
Safety poo.
And a safety puke.
All three.
At the same time. Honey, bring the waste paper basket. I'm ready to go.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you along for a Thursday episode as I cannot lift my arms above my shoulders. Brooklyn, New York. Fairhope, Alabama, Eunice, Louisiana, Winthrop, Massachusetts, Sholo, Arizona, Nairobi, Kenya. Welcome to the show all over the world. We're so happy to be chugging along and doing this show for you. In a few minutes here, we're going to talk to our latest talking head, a gentleman that I've bumped into. I think I might have bumped into him in the Pacific Northwest. And we're very, very excited about that. Rob Spiewak wants to make sure that we let you know that the talking head is back in business. So if you are interested in participating in a talking head segment, please send your info to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Include a phone number. That's important. Include a phone number.
Include a phone number if you'd like to be a talking head. Oscar, it's full schedule time. He is working from home, but it's back to all his responsibilities, correct?
Correct. I had a call with Rob today, and he was very, he wasn't ambivalent, but he was not happy about it, where he said, next week, full time, back in the office.
That's exactly how it happened. I said, God damn it, Oscar, what the...
And he said, I can do that, and then...
The last thing you said to me, Oscar, is that I hope you don't mind we put someone else in your office. So I didn't know what the urgency was.
Part-time, man. Part-time.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
there's people anyway, that need
that. Did you really have a conversation with Oscar?
Today. Yes.
And Oscar, you had a conversation. And how would you characterize the... today was the conversation.
Today was the conversation where I said, hey, now that you're good and, you're living, I need you in the office full-time. And he goes, I can do that. Like, really? Like, oh, man. Like, I can't believe I got to come back in.
Exactly, Mike. That's exactly how it went.
And
do you disagree? Do you disagree?
No, not at all. I'm ready to come back in.
No. I mean, is he mischaracterizing your response?
Yes, a little bit. It wasn't.
Well, let's hear about it. I know you don't like conflict, but you're not standing up for yourself. So, what did he? Is he misrepresenting you right now?
He said, "We need you on camera." I said, "I can do that. Ready to go. Let's do it." And the way he said it is like...
If you said it like that, then he's absolutely telling the truth.
That's what he said.
You don't even hear it. Because you don't... It's like you're not...
Like you're doing me a favor by coming to work. That's what it means.
No, it doesn't mean that at all.
I can do that if you really want me to.
This is a whole segment. This is a whole segment. But I will say, on my show prep today, and I printed it out right here.
Mm-hmm.
I have it right here. God damn it. I don't have anything I ever want. But I will tell you it's right there. Where is it? There it is. Okay. Got it. It just
there it is.
Rob Spiewak, now that the dust has settled, your plans, now that you're, you were saying yesterday when you got the good news about not having to see a doctor
Tuesday,
until
Tuesday.
6 months.
Yeah, today's Thursday,
your
2 days ago.
Your liver guy,
yeah.
That you didn't, your head was spinning. Was that accurate?
Yes, absolutely.
And you didn't know, and you, don't be defensive.
I guess this is a good window into our.
Just let me ask my question, please. Then I'll let you pile on.
I love piling. But now I can pile.
So, well, not, I mean, we have, how do I put this delicately?
We said we know he's
we've
okay.
We've been living this too.
Yeah, once
we've
we know he's okay, too. We're going to take care of business the way we used to.
That okay. And I'm fine with that. Yeah. But my question to you is, has the dust settled with your head spinning and the reality that things are, I think this may be perhaps the toughest part of the equation right now. That you don't have a liver that's ready to explode. That you're okay. You mm-hmm. can you don't have to go see this guy for another 6 months. You have to keep an eye on it. You have to quit drinking, and that can be a little bit of a.
And I'm just about to, Mike. I've really cut back.
But it's bad. How are you feeling today? Like
good.
Like is your
I'm
energy level
good.
Okay?
The energy is coming back. I would love to know what my blood count is right now.
Because you feel good?
Yeah, I started taking the iron last Thursday, and I'm starting to feel a little more myself. Not so beat up and drained at the end of the day. I feel like I've got more energy, and my plan is to ease myself back into everything I've done.
Yeah.
And I think once I get into it, it's going to be better than ever. Because who knows what I was dealing with even without even knowing it leading up to this. And now I've got a pretty clear bill of health.
In fairness to Rob, and this is not going to be funny, but it's more...
That always is a warning sign, isn't it, Rob, when he says in fairness to Rob?
And also, Oscar, you never need to say it's not going to be funny.
This isn't going to be funny.
Right.
And I know that I'm not funny, but this is definitely not going to be funny. It's actually a nod to you where I said, Rob, the person, the frustrations that we've had off air about work, at the fact that you were able to perform at a high level, it is a testament to your skill set. Now that you are off the sauce and taking care of your health, I can't wait to see the type of not just work product, but professional.
Excuse me just a second, Oscar.
I'm trying to do the show.
The type of professional you truly are when you're clear. And you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it really, the sky is the limit.
The sky's the limit.
That is something that I'm very, very excited about. And know that leading up to the clearance on the liver, there was definitely a dark cloud in the back of my head of worry. I was feeling better.
Everyone
but I wanted to know from a guy who knows the liver to say, okay, you're okay. I'll see you in 6 months. So that's an amazing
Huge.
Thing.
Huge.
That is an amazing thing.
Would you
thing.
Like to know a wish that I have? I seriously, with every year that goes by, I become more and more convinced that I'm going to have a very lengthy time doing this if the show is financially viable and continues to gain advertiser support and still maintains a listener base. I love doing this. This is a great way to keep my hand in the game, and it's part of who I am, and I love it, and I am old enough to know now that if I didn't do it, there would be a major void in what I do. So with that hope in mind, it would make me, and I don't mean this to be rude to you in any way, Rob, or insensitive or cruel.
Here we go.
If from this point forward, we never heard anything more about your f-ing health, I would be absolutely thrilled beyond words. Now that we have passed that moment where, you know, the dire situation was there, this was
You're
to
so
the best
insensitive,
of my-
Mike. I've had a blast the last 7 weeks. It's been fantastic.
No, we all know what you've gone through. What about your loved ones and your coworkers and everybody else that's going, you don't know that. You don't really know that. And it's like, I know, and I'm not saying you've had a blast. I'm saying that it's just an amazing experience to go through that.
You've saved lives telling your story. There is that positive.
Telling
nature,
the story has done that.
Sharing that.
To go through that. And then, you know, suddenly I get a phone call and the guy I've worked with for 30 years, we're almost at the on the occasion of our 30th work anniversary together. Yeah. Oh my God.
I was weeping openly. Just,
Shannon was the only thing.
I'm like, I love Rob.
No, the only thing is it was never not in my mind. Ever.
Yeah.
It was just constant. It was this, you know, this malaise that I anybody that would listen, I would tell them the story. I was so out of sorts with that. And so I don't know. I think there's a hangover for that. And by the way, the thing I was saying, if I never hear about your effing health, I of course I care. Yeah, I need updates.
No, I
want to get updates.
I know that.
But I make a joke about that. No, it just is something that
you're feeling a little. You're probably feeling a little bit what I felt. You know, even when you're handed this golden ticket of I'll see you in 6 months, it's hard to shut it all off. There was so much deep-seated feeling and worry and angst and all that. It's really hard to sort of shut it off. Now, I also know that as I marked the little landmarks I had or little, you know, little achievements I had during the recovery, like coming on the show made me feel great. That was like the best thing that happened during the recovery. Agreed. The good medical news, those were great. So those little steps, when I got to get to drive again, that was great. When I got to do an errand without people, you know, worried that I'm going to fall down or have low blood sugar or high blood sugar and pass out, that's great. All that stuff is good. And coming back in and driving in and seeing my coworkers and doing the show, some sort of cobbled together. God bless the fact that I've been able to do it from my home. That's magnificent.
Let me say, but it's not right. This with Oscar here and with you here, when he had a conversation with you today, if there is any part of you, and I mean this sincerely, I will not have a problem with it. If you were to say to him, you know, man, I need another week or two at home. I think to gather my strength and to do it right and to do the right thing. And you stop pushing me, Oscar. That's what I want. If it's real.
To be fair, let me finish. Thought you were finished.
What I don't want is great. Well, fine. Yep. When you're not telling the truth. And I'm sure Oscar feels the same way.
Well,
so now, in front of everybody, all of our listeners, that's what we want to know. And it doesn't matter to me. You have a job. I'm reasonably sure I don't run Podville like Oscar does, but think you have a job there as well. But that's his biz. This is my biz. You have a job here. Whether you're, you know, a week, a two, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, the thing is, as Oscar said, you know, if you feel after doing it, you need some help, we need to reevaluate, let's do it. But we want you on campus. No, he's not. Yeah. And you know what?
It's a terrible monster.
It was a great thing to be told. I mean, the way he stated it, it takes all the funny out of it. But the way he stated it, he says, you're a valuable part of the team. It benefits everyone when you're on campus. Mm-hmm. Come on in. I would love to see
you. And we'll
on
give
Monday.
You the support you need.
Yeah, we'll give you the support you need. He said, and if you need, you know, if we need to reevaluate somewhere down the road, we can do that.
Correct.
But you got to take these steps, and I'm not going to know how I feel after driving in and doing it.
I don't want to add additional stress. You're just going
to probably see the same way you'd feel if you went to a David Spade concert.
Now, what does that mean?
If you've got time to lean, you got time to clean. I think that's what he's saying.
Well, that's not what he's saying.
He did try to spiewack it up, Mike, where he said,
"How did he do that?" I like to
he
hear
said
that.
On Tuesday, "Can I just work from home because I've got my MRI?" And I said, "What time's your MRI?" He said, 5 p.m. I said, "Well, you can come in and leave early. You're fine." 5 p.m. Tyson's Corner. Like, who does that? It's crazy. Can I come in? Can I work from home on Tuesday?
That was before I knew exactly what was going on at work, though.
Got it.
Because I thought if it was going to be a normal day, it would have been a little dicey. But yeah.
How is it dicey?
I am so thrilled that we are able to bust your balls again.
Me too.
Cannot tell you.
Like, Tyson's Corner is closer to here than it is Leesburg.
I know, Oscar, but with the 3 o'clock show, you know, I was trying to figure out the best way to do it. So
it's
anyway.
An x-ray.
Yeah.
Going in for an x-ray. They got
said,
guys
I
going
literally
to
said, how long is an MRI? He's like, I don't know. I said, 20 minutes if you're lucky.
Oh, I got one. I don't know if it was an MRI. All I know, it's the worst one I ever got. It's when I had horrible diverticulitis and they shot some stuff up in my bung.
Oh, yeah. It's it's a contrast fluid.
Oh, my God.
I don't get any contrast
Worst experience
fluid.
Of my life. Glad I don't have to.
I do have to apologize, Oscar, because, again, I've not had an MRI, so I don't know what I'm up against. So
you've never had an MRI?
No. Mm-mm.
Really?
Really?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay. An MRI, you don't have to worry about it anymore because you've lost the weight you've lost. Mm,
right.
I went into an MRI, one of the older machines.
Oh, dear.
This is like a tanning bed.
This is either hip or knee or shoulder or whatever. I've had a million of them. And I went in, I said, put your hands down by your sides. And I went in, it was like a pimento going into an olive. It was like, you know, all right, net. You know, and then, but they're fine. And it's easy. It's a nothing thing. What did you think it might be? The MRI? It's just, you go into a tube.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
All.
Well, I mean, I mean, I've heard horrible things that it's like really loud. I don't know how long it takes. I don't know what's up about it.
Sometimes it is.
I also know that I had to go out of town. I mean, there was no place in Leesburg that could get. I mean, again, this was a.
What do you mean out of town? It's Tyson's Corner. You live in Leesburg.
Would you relax for 1 second?
You make it seem like you live on a little house in the prairie.
I was recommended to a certain imaging center, and they couldn't see me for 4.5 weeks.
Yeah,
I was able to move it up to this
community.
I'm just kidding.
I wish you love and health and everything.
I'm just happy you're feeling better.
Out of town is like North Carolina.
I love you, man.
No.
I am so happy
what town do
that
I,
we're
what
gonna
town
have
do,
Christmas.
Hold on a second. What town do I live in?
Leesburg.
And where is this?
Virginia.
Is it Tyson's. Is it the same town or is it called McLean?
Yeah, but
are there
out
several
of town,
towns
between you're grifting. Well, yeah. You're grifting.
No, you're talking about
the
whole
you're conning out of town.
Stop.
Out of town.
No. No.
Out of town.
It is out of town.
Out of town is your MRIs in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
that's
it's
out
not
of
in
town.
Philadelphia. It's, well, that is out
the
of town.
The DMV
as well.
Is in town.
Okay, so if it was in if it was in Cambridge, that would be local.
Now
Maryland?
You're grifted. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe if you'd gone out of town for your initial ER visit, you might have gotten a little better information.
That
is it
be.
An open MRI? Because those work as well.
Well, I've never had one of those.
I never have.
Probably,
I never have.
Probably
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's
like, that's
they're
like
loud,
you're just laying in a room, right?
Sometimes they give you headphones. Sometimes they give you goggles,
mm-hmm.
You know, to do that. But it's not, you know, are you claustrophobic
gave,
in any way, shape, or form?
Me a leather helmet. no.
Do you have claustrophobia?
I think I should be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
I've wigged out in them once, you know, but I mean, not to the point where, please pull me out of here. You're going to be fine. Let's get our
the only time I had claustrophobia was when I was in a rented tux. It was too tight.
There you go. Oh, my God.
Oh, get
oh you left
out
a bunch of stuff. All right. So anyway, so you would characterize him as Pony, did you do that?
Speedy service, Mike. Speedy service.
Mark, hi. How are you? We're going to introduce you. Pony's going to, we'll just.
Yes, what it is, it's premature
Pony, and
service.
Now moving on to the other link. You're having a week, my friend. You really are. How many times have I said, and now here's Mark, and pop, he comes on?
There is a nice
where
dance
is the,
to this.
There's usually a lot more of a delay. For whatever reason, Zoom was very, very quick this time, but last time it was like 45 seconds.
Okay. I don't hear you. I don't hear excuses. Mark Soto is here. Mark has been listening to us since 1993. He caught our first show on Sacramento's KHTK. We were blown away back in those days that suddenly we can go across the entire country and we've got a market, Sacramento, where our show was more popular than it was in our home market. We were blown away by that.
And he literally the Monday we signed on, he caught the show. First show.
He is a lifelong Sacramentan who currently lives in Elk Grove, a beautiful suburb of Sacramento. Mark is 63. He's married 39 years. Got every dollar he ever made. God bless him. I am so jealous. He's married to a retired nurse named Janice and has a daughter, Caroline, who is an attorney. That's a win, Mark.
Yes.
Way to go. They have a chihuahua named Tiki. Janice once lost a burping contest at one of our live shows. If you really want class, come to a live show. Mark, now retired, worked for the state of California for 34 years, including a stint working for the state's unclaimed property program. Be curious about that. Since retirement, he has worked for the Sacramento Kings, the Sacramento River Cats, Enterprise Car Rentals, as a driver, and at a country club. You're still working at the country club, right? I saw a picture of you just the... Okay, good. He has visited 49 of the 50 states, has been to every Major League Baseball park except Toronto. In your face, Canada. Rob put that in there. See, that would have been there when he first came back from being sick. He wouldn't have done that. He is a huge San Francisco Giants fan. He once met Jimmy Carter at a Bible study. Jimmy Carter, one of my favorite human beings on the planet. Sorry, Republicans, he is. What an amazing human being. Favorite impressions, Arnold and Terrence Fletcher. I got to ramp that up again. I haven't done that in a while. We might have a visit from him next week. Favorite thing about TMOS, relating to the stories about our lives. And he once had to return an abandoned stash of $250,000 in Krugerrands to its famous owner. Oh, I love that. Intrigued? You should be. Now here's Mark. Hi, Mark. Mark Woo! Soto with your Giants in the background. How are the completely out of baseball. I haven't been following my Red Sox at all. How are the Giants doing in the early part of the season?
They've been up and down, but they've kind of got an inverse record to your Red Sox right now, Mike. I hate to say that. Giants are
okay. It's good. Good.
Yeah, Giants are 19-12. Red Sox are 11-20. But anyway, so it is what it is.
Brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of people said they would be, and they are proving them right. Proving them right. The Red Sox are sucky. So, Mark, did you get a chance to eavesdrop on our conversation with Rob Spiewak, who's gotten this great news this week?
I did. It's funny because I didn't want to mess up the tech, so I didn't listen to the live stream immediately when it went on, but then I decided I better know what they're talking about before I come on, so I turned it on. Yeah. It's
been a good week.
To the run-ups,
It's been a very good week for Rob, and, you know, Oscar and I, you know, I am, well, you all know who I am, right? I mean, what you see is what you get, and Oscar's, you know, soul is full of gadgets, so it's like, you know, we're glad that things are back, and then Rob has, you know, he's easing back into his regular duties. We never really got the answer to... do you have any desire, Rob, to just for closure's sake to say, you know, Oscar, calm down, slow down? Do you have any desire to pass that along?
No, but I'll expect him to assist me when I collapse.
Very good.
I will require
his
assistance.
Don't make those jokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, of course not. Mike, I would not be coming in if I didn't feel I was ready.
Okay. All right. Very good. Like to hear that. That's that's good news. No pressure, though, right?
Yeah, correct.
Right.
Correct.
No.
Do you feel any pressure at all?
No, I don't think so.
That was the pause, pregnant pause. Right.
Yeah,
I was considering it.
Okay. Anyway,
this is a great room. I tell you what.
Oh God, sorry, Mark. Excuse us for a second. Yeah. We really didn't finish this up.
You know, for Oscar, for the first 22 years of my state career, I worked for the state workers' comp program. So, getting people back to work was a high priority.
This guy screams disability, doesn't he?
Yeah, when I get in the same room with you, you'll be screaming disability.
I get the insurance guy. There's Rob climbing on a ladder. On a ladder. There's Rob
a window dancing.
Very good. Anyway, Mark Soto, I want to ask you about your job in the state of California, where you were in charge of the, where does it say it here?
Unclaimed property.
Yeah, unclaimed property. What was that about? What are things that people? Is this like from arrests? Is it from foreclosures?
Seizures?
What's it? Seizures? Yeah, good question.
No, predominantly bank accounts that are forgotten, but it could be any vendor that you did business with. Maybe you put a deposit down, then forgot about and moved, and after a prescribed period of time, that money has to be sent to the state to be at a repository where people can always go find it. It's held in perpetuity.
Oh, wow.
Do you have to be vetted for a job like that? I mean, if you're dealing with people's property, you kind of have to be, people have to make sure that, all right.
A lot of background checks and all that. Yeah, but no, it was pretty interesting. When I started there in 2001, I think California was sitting on about $5 billion, and now it's over 10. It's just every year more and more money comes in. And, you know, we would do outreach trying to find people. And the money just keeps plugging in.
Is there a moment where if that money's just sitting there unclaimed, that it gets over, it becomes property of the state?
Not in California. I think there may be some states where it permanently is sheets, which is the term. But I think generally in most states it's held forever.
School systems could use that.
I was going to say, do they invest it at all so it could at least draw interest?
Oh, very much so. Yeah. It's one of those things, you know, the state wants to get it back, but then again, they do get some benefit by having the money sitting there, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but several years ago when I was working there, they really ramped up the efforts to do outreach, and not only outreach, but to try to reach people before the money would be sent to the state and say, hey, heads up, if you don't reactivate this account with B of A or whoever your institution is, the money's going to come to us. So it's just billions of dollars sitting out there. I mean, but in California, you can imagine every single celebrity, you go on the state's website and do a search, every celebrity's got money out there. You know?
Wow.
I read Mike. Here. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Oh, no, not me. No, it didn't work for me.
All three of you guys have money to be claimed in your respective states. I looked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Oscar, I checked you for Maryland and D.C. You got money in both spots.
Thank you.
Rod, you got some in Virginia. Mike, you got some in Florida. So,
you.
Yeah. All right. I'll have to call you off. I'll get right on that. I'll call you after the show.
I love
you once
my
had
shekels.
To return an abandoned stash of $250,000 in Krugerrands to its famous soda. So $250,000 in Krugerrands. Immediately, it jumps off the page that it had to be Arnold. Was it Arnold?
Very close. Same era action hero. Very close.
Oh, Dolph?
Okay. Dolph Lundgren?
No.
Can I keep guessing?
Keep guessing.
Bruce Willis?
No, but...
Conrad Bain.
He used to interview his mother. Let's put it that way.
Sly Stallone!
Wow!
You returned Krugerrands to Sylvester Stallone?
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And the thing with the actual safe, those were safe deposit box contents. Mm-hmm. There was a time where we would actually sell those at auction, and then we would save the money. And then there was some issues that came up with that. People saying, you sold it at not what it was really worth. So almost.
Was it like a reality show where they would have to bid on the contents of the box without knowing what was in the box?
No, they knew what they were. We would put them in catalogs and everything, and people would see what it was. But from now on, that stopped about 15 years ago. We hold on to all contents.
Well, tell us your story about returning the Krugerrands to Rocky. I'm fascinated by this.
Well, I didn't hand them to him, but we did find him. And, you know, that way with most of them, you know, and those, it's funny you say that because that's kind of a black eye to the state because you go, well, how can you not find Sylvester Stallone? Come on, you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
So, but, you know, you work through their agents, and if it's small potato stuff, a lot of time they're just not interested in, you know, taking the time to do it. But that, we got a hold of his people, and we returned the Krugerrands to.
Oh, see, when I saw that, I was thinking you drive up the driveway, and, you know, it's like, hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for the satchel. Yeah, yeah. I appreciate that. I appreciate Mark Soto. You want to come in for a Pepsi?
Well, he doesn't actually get to speak to Sylvester Stallone. First, he has to go through Burt Young.
he gives you. He
That's
gives
the
you,
dirty guy from Rocky,
yeah,
right?
Paulie, you know, Paulie. Okay.
All right, so, another question. Go ahead, Oscar.
Do,
I'm sorry.
Do you expect like a fedora in the mail? Like, what happens? That $250,000 is a big deal.
Yeah.
Do you ever get like a gift basket? What happens?
No, that actually contents from safe deposit box, they would have to arrange to come pick that up.
Oh, got it.
We wouldn't be responsible for sending that, having that go sideways and not show up. So we would arrange for them to come pick that up.
We got all these gold coins from South Africa. They arrived media mail. I don't know how this happened.
I'll tell you. The biggest one I ever signed off on, we had one from an NBA basketball player who shall remain nameless for $880,000 in stocks that was misplaced. And just forgotten about, probably changed brokers. And it's just fascinating some of the things you'd see.
Wow.
And Rob.
Yes.
I was going to say, Rob, there was one we actually had for Elvis's estate. And of course, they had to show, you're going to like this, they had to show proof of the, you know, who they were claiming it. And for proof, they sent in a copy of his autopsy report.
Wow.
Hey, that's terrific.
Wow. So how did you meet Jimmy Carter, and how did you end up in the same Bible study course as Jimmy Carter?
Well, you know, I mentioned that I've been to 49 of the 50 states. That's because, like you, Mark, I'm a very fearful flyer. I don't care to fly unless I absolutely have to. So Janice and I have driven cross country multiple times. And when we were back in 1992, when our daughter was four, we thought it'd be a brilliant idea to take a four-year-old to Disney World in Florida. So we drove the family truckster cross country to Disney World. And on the way down there, I worked on Jimmy Carter campaign when I was in high school. When okay. I was 17, I was pretty active. And I thought, you know, that'd be kind of cool. I've heard that he teaches Bible class at Plains Baptist Church. So I called him and they said, yeah, he's teaching that Sunday. So we're sitting in the second row of this Bible class. And here's a guy that 10 years ago was the most powerful man in the world teaching
come
Bible
ahead.
Class.
You call the cool. church. It's like, come ahead. He's teaching Bible study. Probably not absolutely. Crazy crowded, right? And absolutely. You just went in there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was really surreal because I'm a church-going guy. I've been to a few Bible studies in my time. But I've never been to one where there were guys in the back with the dark suits and the wire in their ear and the button on their lapel. That's really wild. Different experience.
You know, is there any, even I'll say not modern president or living president, but any president in history that has done more just nitty gritty volunteer stuff mm-hmm. with the Habitat for Humanity, for Humanity. Habitat
this
for Humanity
air,
is down in Florida.
This air is not moist enough. We need some volunteers to come out.
Yeah, but he's done it for years and years and years. There was something on Facebook recently where he had bruises and cuts mm-hmm. all of it. He'd taken a horrible fall and 2 days later, he's out there with a hammer in his hand and he's building houses for Habitat for Humanity. I mean, that's just, did you get a chance for some one-on-one time with him when you were there?
Yeah, actually, they made it clear. They said, we don't sign autographs, but we will take pictures with you afterwards if you want. So they had a little receiving line and he told me my four-year-old daughter was beautiful, which made my heart, as a dad, swell. And I told him I worked on your campaign back in 76 and he smiled, said, thank you, took a picture. Couldn't have been nicer.
Did he say that I could have used you more in 1980?
Yeah, that's a whole different story.
Hey, thanks for coming, Mark. Enjoy your time down at... I was doing Clinton. Sorry about that. They run together after a certain period of time. All right, well, listen, you have been a supporter for so long. We've had a chance to meet you. It's which was a bigger thrill, meeting everybody on the TMOS show or meeting President Jimmy Carter?
That's a coin toss, man. I got to tell you. That's 50-50.
Take that. Take that.
Amazingly, coin toss. That's like the way Rob would answer going back to work, for God's sake.
Amazingly,
okay,
Mike.
Meeting you guys, let's be honest.
Thank you. Thank
we
you
have
very
the,
much.
We have the same autograph policy as Mr. Carter. No autographs, but we will pose for pictures.
Autographs, but no salutations.
That's right. Al Lewis.
Here's a Mike O'Mara show, Don and Mike show, trivia question for you, Mark Soto. We did an appearance with a guy whose serious statement about autographs was no salutations. Can you guess the B-level TV celebrity that said no salutations? I know Rob knows it. Do you know?
I think that might have been Al Lewis, was it not?
Al Lewis, that is a 10. Give him the bell. That is fantastic.
Yes.
That is a stunning pull. Al Lewis, Grandpa Munster. That's who it was.
And he
was
wearing
a Cub cowboy hat and a total douche nozzle. Absolutely. It was stunning. Mark, before we let you go, is there anybody you want to say hello to while we got you here?
Yeah, I just want to say real quick before I get into that, I want to thank Oscar for helping me get my job at the golf course. Because when I was interviewing with the guy, he was talking about, we like to keep the course clean. And if you have time, pick up all the baskets from the driving range and stuff. And I actually ate on him. If you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
I think that got me the job, Oscar.
Congratulations. So
you'd be perfect for that, by the way. That's such a great retirement job. And there's so many sweetheart guys that do that.
And I
can
tell
see you
my,
doing that.
When I was picking up the balls off the range the other day, golf range balls are yellow, and if we have any white ones, we pick them out. I found one from a Naples, Florida country club in our golf balls out there, which I thought was fantastic.
Well, if it said Happy Valley on it, get right back to me. Anybody?
I thought about you.
Any individuals you want to say hi to?
Yeah, real quick. If I can, I'll shoot these off real quick, and I'm going to forget people. Once I had a Matthew, Linda, Walter Barnes, Rick Quesada, Ken Rogers, Kristen Hott, Christy Jordan, Rick Schofield, Stephen, Janet, Kelsey, Matt Borey, Dirk Doreen, Serena, Robin, Shebe, Tony Lam, and Dan and Rhonda Ware.
That's awesome. Nice. Thank you. Mark, thank you so much for all of your wonderful support over the years.
Thanks, guys. Very cool.
I know you were probably, you knew Stephanie, who we recently lost as part of the TMOS family, and my condolences to you and everybody else in the fan club. Really great having you here, and hopefully, who knows, Vegas time, you know. He's well now. Thanks a lot, buddy. We'll see you.
See you. Bye-bye.
Hi, America. This is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears real tiny little jackets.
This is going to work, bro. I mean, this is going to be good. Right?
I make my own beer. It tastes like...
Take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan.
And I never shave my neck.
From shiny new licorice hats to red Solo cups.
I've got goose flesh.
The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
Golly.
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
That dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody. My son's coming in here in just a second because we want to welcome a brand new, come on the other side of me, pal. Brand new sponsor to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's called Backbone. There, take your microphone. I'll take you off mute. There you go. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Attention. Oh. What's the matter? It's okay.
My voice is...
That's okay. Attention, gamers. It's time to level up your gameplay with Backbone, the new gaming essential that lets you play hundreds of console games right on what?
Your iPhone.
Your iPhone. That's right. Do you have it? Do you have it in your hot little hand? There it is. My son is showing you. There is his phone and his Backbone. No console required. Backbone transforms your iPhone into a handheld console. Is this the first commercial you've done with me?
This is actually.
All right. Yes. How much do you love this? Do you love this?
Yeah.
What do you like most about it? Talking to the microphone,
right into
the mic.
It's like playing on an Xbox just on your phone.
That's very, very cool. You can play anytime, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Simply plug in your iPhone to the Backbone and enjoy console quality controls as you play Xbox, PlayStation, PC, and App Store games. No console, no problem. You just took it out. That's great. You can put it in, put it out.
Yeah.
What are the games you're playing on it right now? What are you playing? Into the microphone.
Roblox.
Yes.
And Fortnite.
Fortnite into the microphone. Okay.
I'm downloading it.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's
so
exciting.
Cool.
Halo, Minecraft, FIFA,
yeah.
Through cloud gaming services. If you have a PlayStation, Xbox, or PC, play games you own with Remote Play or the Steam Link app. Experience for yourself what the TechCrunch calls the closest we've ever seen to a portable Xbox. Backbone lets you explore thousands of worlds from Spider-Man to Madden to Grand Theft Auto. Go to playbackbone.com/TMOS now. I love you holding that up. I
like
love
Vanna.
You, buddy. What's that, bud?
What it does, it's like, imagine...
Into the microphone,
like,
please.
It's like an Apple like charger, and you plug in your phone. It has like, it's like an Apple charger. It just plugs in, and then if you press this button...
Yeah.
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 You have to download the Backbone app, and then you just press it, and it immediately takes you into the Backbone app.
I love it.
Order your Backbone by June 30th and get free access to over 350 console games and perks, including 1 month free of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, 1 month free of Apple Arcade, 2 months free of Google Stadia Pro, and 3 months free of Discord Nitro. Find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/TMOS. And how would you describe your backbone, Michael O'Mara?
I love it.
You love it. Thank you. Can you say that one more time? I don't think we heard you there.
I love it.
Okay. See you later,
pal. Look at that big smile.
Love you, Dad.
Thank you very much.
Oh, he did.
He was so excited about
That's
it.
So
he loves
cool.
it. All right. Get out of here. Don't bother me for the rest of the show.
Yeah, thank those you. Analog controls. They're so much easier.
Just
if you're
amazing.
Playing a game, you need it. You need it.
That's
love
right.
It.
You know what I need? I need news.
News. The corners of the World Wide
Welcome
Web
to Backbone.
And into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, people. I watched this video. I can't unsee it.
Oh?
Madonna.
Oh.
Yes, Madonna. The lady has moves. Madonna is diving into the NFT market, and she's doing it crotch first. She is auctioning off three NFTs, and each one is a computer-generated video where something different is coming out of her vagina.
Yes.
Hi. Can you pull that that close?
Yeah, it's quite the story after that spot.
Appreciate it. That wasn't him. That was my
type of video. Madonna has had so much plastic surgery that when I first saw the computer-generated image, I thought it might actually be Madonna. But it turns out it's just like a cartoon.
It is. And one coming out of down there is a tree. Another is a swarm of butterflies. And in the third, it's a little robotic centipede. Yeah. Madonna says, quote, I wanted... Why am I doing that kind of Madonna voice? I wanted to investigate the concept of creation.
Yeah.
Not only... No, it would be her. I wanted to investigate the concept of creation. Not only the way a child enters the world through a woman's vagina, but also the way an artist gives birth to creativity. I think Madonna is the ultimate media manipulator.
Of course.
And I think she sits there all the time. What can I do
this
to make
no
something
different
that people are going to talk about?
30 years ago when that sex book came out. It's
absolutely
the same thing. And she didn't take my suggestion for the fourth NFT, which was green plastic army soldiers running for their life.
With Arlie Ermey doing the voice.
Exactly. You know,
from Toy Story. Yes. Come on, get out of here. You're all going to die if we don't get out of here soon. Money raised from the NFT is going to three charities that are, quote, focused on supporting women and children around the world. So at least it's a not-for-profit mm-hmm. deal, but it keeps Madonna in the news and God love her, okay? Forbes released its annual list of the world's 10 highest paid athletes. The number 10 one is, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It's a basketball player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Just Giannis.
Giannis.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll do.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, you got that.
Giannis, 80.9 million. Tom Brady, 83.9 million. Canelo Alvarez, that's a boxer, $90 million. Roger Federer, a tennis player, 90.7 million. Kevin Durant, superstar basketball player, 92.1 million. That one surprised me. Steph Curry, 92.8 million. Lots of basketball players. Neymar, he's a soccer mm-hmm. player, 95 million. Cristiano Ronaldo, another famous soccer player, 115 million. Mm. And LeBron James, 121.2 million. But topping the list, Lionel Messi. Messi is a soccer player, and his net worth, $130 million, Mr. Powers.
You know what's crazy is Brady will actually move up when he retires.
Because of that deal he got with Fox.
The football deal, yeah.
It's pretty amazing. It's just a mind-boggling list when you think of the numbers. If you're a parent, you can smell about 90% of your kid's lies just by nature. You can tell. If you're a kid, you'd say that in reality, it's more like 9%. But this trick might be able to boost lie-detecting prowess. Researchers in the UK have found that liars who have to multitask are much easier to expose. The idea is that lying requires more mental energy than telling the truth. So, giving someone an additional unrelated task to think about makes it more of a struggle to maintain the lie. This is kind of cool. Listen to this.
I like this.
The researchers told people to remember a very important 7-digit number. And if liars had to keep that number in their head, their lies sounded less plausible than when they weren't distracted.
Wow.
I thought it was the whole look left or look right.
Up and to the left usually means you're looking for, you're trying to remember what the lie was, so you're trying to recall it. So I believe it's up and to the left is what you got to watch out for.
Rob, are you looking forward to driving back into work on Monday? Okay, thank you. That's good. Moving right along.
Video day.
There you go. We're back on track. A genealogy website called Find My Past says that, according to their research, old names that might seem outdated tend to get trendy again after about 100 years. So there's really cool stuff in the news today. So the names that were cool in the 20s are about to be cool again.
Okay.
They posted two lists of boys' and girls' names that are poised for a comeback. Some that aren't that weird, but most sound like they belong to someone who's closer to 100 years old than 1 year old. The top 10 old school girls' names that could be trendy again soon: Joan, Mary, Margaret, Dorothy, Gladys, Irene, Iris, Elsie, Ada, and Mabel. Mabel is
Now some of those Mabel, are old school,
right?
but I would
Mazel
say
Mabel.
That I would say that like Mary never Iris. Really goes out of style, does it?
Not
I
mean, in my Mary, house. I know. My dear mother's sweet
exactly.
name.
Yeah, yes, I think, that, I mean, really that's, is. I mean, it's good also, that it was 100 years ago, but I think there's always been Marys.
The top 10 for boys, Ronald, Arthur, Robert, Albert, Freddie, Edward, Archie,
Edith,
Ernest, Isaac, and Harris.
Like Harris is a first
Teeter.
Name? Yeah.
Harris is a first name. Always that was kind of South, you know? My name
Harrison
is,
Ford.
Well, that's Harrison.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's kind of related, you know? I always knew that there were certain guys like they'd have a name like Talbot.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, you know, it would be a last name, but they'd use it. They'd do something like that in the South. But I don't care. Anyway, now a little something, something. I don't know if you got a chance to see this video. It's a South African pastor, and he is being excoriated online after filming himself proposing to a grieving woman in the middle of her father's funeral.
Oh, no.
He was mere feet from the deceased's coffin. Video of the proposal has more than 278,000 views as critics accuse the man of making the somber occasion about himself. According to Central News Agency, the pastor who was presiding over the service had asked for the woman's hand in order to help her with a broken heart.
Oh, dear.
Wow. It's weird. In the controversial clip, the deceased's unnamed daughter is seen sobbing in the front row near her father's casket. Then all of a sudden, the suitor, who is the pastor, kneels down in front of the lady who's mourning with a microphone and pops the question, causing the other mourners to cry out in shock.
Oh, dear.
Mm.
The clip ends with the pastor putting a ring on his bride-to-be's finger, which she appears to accept, but she's overcome with grief.
Yeah.
The holy man had specifically thanked God for being in his girlfriend's life during such a difficult time. He also said that he hoped his proposal would help her come to terms with his father's passing. Needless to say, TikTok overwhelmingly disapproved of the gesture. The pastor said he is already planning the honeymoon at the local cemetery nearby. Should be a lot of fun. Way to go, pastor. Yeah. Marry me, sweetheart. We got to take a break. When we come back, we got more fun, more thrills. Make way for Oscar. Oscar's on his way down here. Very, very exciting. What are we going to do with him? I don't know. We're going to warehouse him. That's what we're going to do.
Wow.
We'll be right back after this short break on the Michael Merritt Show. Well, wow.
Hello, parishioners. It's me, Uncle Baby Billy Freeman. I want to thank all of you that have supported me by purchasing my Baby Billy's Health Elixir. Blessings to all of you. But I've recently discovered something that's even more potent, and it's my God-given duty to tell you about it. It's the Michael Merritt Show on TikTok. Beautiful, funny, spiritually uplifting, bite-sized clips of your favorite podcast. Perfect for yourself and for sharing with the congregation of your life. It's based on ancient scriptures and heals colds, flus, straps, even COVIDs. Just search TikTok for Michael Merritt Show and follow us. Heal the spirit to heal the body. Michael Merritt Show on TikTok. It's your salvation. Or my name isn't Walton Goggins. Baby Billy Freeman. Amen.
Baby Billy Freeman. Welcome back to the Michael
Bring
Merritt
back
Show.
The
brought
name
to you by
Walton.
Walton Goggins. That's an old one. Hey, in order to calm inflation fears, the feds have raised rates with the largest single jump since 2000. So what does that mean to you? Well, you probably need a mortgage loan in the future. Divorce, pregnancy, kids move away, retirement, kids move back, parent moves in, all that crap. All of these situations, plus many, many more, may indicate a need for a loan. When that happens, you never know when you're going to need a loan. Take my advice. Call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, you need to work with a company you can absolutely trust regardless of the circumstances. Mark and his team will make sure you're the best prospect to a potential seller, and they will obtain the lowest interest rate, all while giving you white glove concierge service. Call Cornerstone First Financial, voted one of the top 1% of mortgage lenders by Washingtonian Magazine and the number one choice of TMOS listeners. Here's their number. Write it down. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. And now back to the show. Whoa, whoa. We got Oscar on his way. He will be flying in tomorrow evening. And we are all you know, we don't have visitors very often.
Yeah, how
we
long
really
since you've had a house guest?
Thanksgiving time.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving,
right?
We had the girls down, and you know, that was really it. Nobody's darkened the door since then, and we're all set to go. We've got the new digs, where hopefully Monday I will be broadcasting from a different room in the house, and Oscar's coming down to kind of make everything look tidy. But
yeah, I've got more cable ties than I think you know what to do with. I'll make sure it's nice and tight. So hopefully the days of you kicking out your power because you can't run cable are gone.
Not going to be too suspicious when you go through a security and you've just got a suitcase full of wire ties. Just visiting a friend.
You know, for Rob and for Pony, guys, you should know that when Carl and I have been discussing things, the all-powerful God of Santana, he is all-powerful. Because we have had more discussions that end with, let's just wait till Oscar gets here.
Yes.
Let's wait till Oscar. So, the first thing, and I don't have a camera situation where I can really show you, maybe I can move it around a little bit to show you exactly how this desk works here. No, it doesn't go low enough.
So Mike has a solid workstation that's curved around him.
Right.
A half moon.
And it kind of goes over here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's just
it's on wheels. It's a pretty beautiful piece of
nice console
of furniture that has a lot of options.
Yeah, and I'm sad to hear that because this thing is a piece of junk. Mm. It really is. It's ugly. It's got dents all over it. It's got chips out there.
Dips.
But listen, when Whips. You get down here, yes. you will see what the dilemma is.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Dennis Murphy bed was delivered, and it is a cabinet that has the bed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it in the center of the wall where the studio is going to be. And we pulled it out.
Forgive me, because I just want to get a good picture of it.
Yeah.
In days of old, the Murphy bed actually built into a wall. And so this is actually a piece of furniture that stands against the wall and contains the bed. And then you pull it down almost like
the Murphy beds. And we've looked at them, Rob, are not necessarily built in as much as it's a wall unit where it kind of folds down. That's
so
the way they are
now.
So does
it look kind of like an armoire?
Yeah, a little bit like a small armoire. And then we extended the bed, and then a piece fell off. Because when they moved it was broken. The one side piece that was just dowels and, you know, it's cheap pressed wood garbage furniture.
Yeah. Overpriced. When you say extended the bed, you mean you opened it.
You open the little top of the armoire, then you fold down the bed, and then you pull out. It's just the long story of it. It's a little dinky room, and if I had another bedroom, I could figure it out. The problem is still that I'm going to have to utilize another room for two purposes,
right?
Which is the land of suck, and meanwhile. Queen throw everything away, hauled away the sofa bed that was in here in this room. So I guess that's gone. And she won't even tell me what her plans are for this room. But here is, we ended up, Oscar, moving the Murphy bed, kind of jamming it into the corner.
Yeah.
So that there would be room for the studio equipment.
Is this said Murphy bed where I'll be sleeping?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So
I'm looking at it. I think, Oscar, I'm looking at several Murphy beds here from great companies like Wayfair, and I think you're going to be in for a beautiful night's sleep.
Wayfair, where cardboard is our middle name.
Is it anchored to the wall, or is it something I should...
It's up against the wall.
But is it anchored to the wall?
You won't need it, because once the bed comes down, you're going to have extra support. I mean, there might be some danger of tippage when the Murphy bed
is closed. No. This is a... up and out thing. This is not folding down from the wall.
Like
it could have been.
Yeah,
it could have been
built into the wall.
If it had been my idea, we'd have done that.
That's what I'm.
You have less because you have less space against.
Yeah,
the wall.
You got to build it into the wall.
And classic. That's the classic design how it used to be. Like if you look at it in the old days, like in an apartment where they needed their 30 square feet, they would fold the bed up.
I've looked into this, Mike, because we have such limited square footage that. You literally have to make a hole in the wall to put the mattress in, and then the frame, and then you're good.
Yeah.
Well, it's or it's flat against the wall, and then it folds down
Ooh.
Like that.
Whoa.
and you've got, that but that's not the kind
dangerous.
We have.
Oh, okay.
Look at cabinet Murphy beds. And you'll see what my dilemma is.
Why do I picture that Seinfeld episode where he's got the tourist?
It's the wrong piece of furniture, is what. Carla,
when Kramer sets up a bed and breakfast, but they're all
big drawers. Sleeping in drawers.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you around?
This is going to be classy, not at all.
Yeah,
I need you.
What is the size of the mattress? Is it a queen?
It's a queen.
Ah,
you got the wrong piece of furniture, hon. It's not. There's not enough.
Wayfair keeps coming up, Mike.
You want to put on headphones?
It's no, because I have to go.
Where are you going?
I'm going to burn to work out. I have to go right now.
Okay, enjoy.
Bye. Yes,
bye-bye.
No need
Take
for
care of the bed no, while I'm gone.
Say hi to your trainer.
Hi, Carla.
I'll eyeball him. Don't you worry, Mike.
Carla, how are you doing?
So anyway, Oscar, when you get down here, you'll see what I'm dealing
with. So I'm sleeping.
Oh, did you buy, Mike? I found another seller. Did you buy from Futons for less?
I have no idea. I don't know where I got it. I didn't buy it.
Am I sleeping where I'm working?
Yeah.
So technically, I could, while you guys are selling logs, get to working.
Like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And well, they wake up in the morning and the studio's
done. That's always interesting.
I'm a night owl.
With your chronic tardiness in the morning hours, you are nocturnal, right? You stay up late and work.
Yes.
Or you stay up late and play video games. Or you stay up late and watch whatever. But you stay up. What time on average, if one was to break down a year for you.
Go to bed?
What time do you normally go to bed?
If I'm lucky, 2:30, 3 a.m.
Oh, my God. All right. We got to continue this. I'm sorry. We have a big news for Oscar. It's going to be more Oscar. We'll wrap this up and talk about Oscar's stolen e-bike when we come back. Lots going on.
Crime in
Lots
the city, Mike. Going crime on. Crime in the city.
Crime in the city. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. I don't know. It's just Oscar asked me why I was in the mood. That's the reason. We'll be right back.
This is Lady Gaga. Hello to all my little monsters out there.
And this is Twitch, and I'm not even really sure why I'm appearing on this promo.
Your name is Twitch?
Well, it's not my real name. You know, it's like a nickname, just like Lady Gaga isn't your real name.
Twitch, is it?
Yeah.
Shut up and go sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
As I was saying, I'm here today promoting the Mark O'Man bonus show.
It's Mike O'Mara.
What?
I said it's Mike O'Mara.
Zip it, Twitch. Another word, and I swear to God. Idiot! A bonus show subscription is the best way to ensure you never miss one hilarious episode. Get it by clicking the banner at MickeyOmar.com.
It's MikeOmaraShow.com.
That's it. I'm out of here.
No. Come back. I'll be good. Buy the bonus. God, she smelled just like my Nana.
Weird. Yeah, very interesting one there. That's not Lady Gaga. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you know that one of my most important parts of the daily pre-show routine is making sure that I have this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
My liquid IV.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Making hydration a priority helps us feel better on a day-to-day basis. Just one stick of liquid IV hydration multiplier in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, grape, pina colada, and strawberry that's delicious. Plus,
strawberry.
It has 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's non-GMO. Free from gluten, dairy, and soy, Liquid IV has cellular transport technology. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. They've donated over 20 million servings globally. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Now, this week on the bonus show, Rob informs me we've got a little game that has been created by our own Pony Boy, and that's perfect for the bonus show because if we get upset, we can cuss at him,
that's
exciting. What is the game that's planned for the bonus this week?
Oh, this is Professor Bloom's Translation Room, the game where I give you a phrase from another land, and you have to guess what that phrase means.
I love it. Okay. The reason it's coming back is it worked the first time.
It did, yes.
That's it. But I think we did it on the regular show the first time, didn't we?
We did.
No bonus. So,
no bonus?
It was a bonus, long enough ago that we did it from the Georgetown studio.
Got it.
It was pre-pandemic.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. I am looking forward to that. Okay. So, Oscar, to wrap it up this thing, there are some spatial challenges that we will negotiate.
What's so special about them?
It's just been a, you know, when you get
do
something.
Do you not want the desk?
Or
do you want a different desk?
Like the big console desk?
Yeah. If you're willing, we can go and buy one. We just got
to
build it.
No, we don't have to. Carla actually has a desk in her office.
That rack mounts equipment?
No.
Well, is it a Murphy desk?
That's the problem. I'm bringing you a rack mount. Yeah. Like, we're bringing all this gear.
Yeah, but I mean, rack mounting, you know.
No, less for me to bring. Pony, I have strike the Pelican case.
I'll throw out the screws.
We're good.
Mike, no, you know, I mean, what? Even in my home little studio where I just have stuff stacked on a desk, even I rack mount the stuff because it stays put. It allows you to stack and give, you know, heat in between them. It is such an efficient way of using space.
I don't.
You really want to do it.
Can you send me a picture of what you're going to use? That's all I need to know. So I can make an audible today. I'm packing, like packing this evening.
Yeah, you are.
I have staged packing, but I'm packing.
You laid it all out?
It's all laid out like a body.
All right.
Yeah.
The right side. Board.
No, I know what it looks. I know what he has.
Here.
No, you want to see the new one.
I need to see the new desk.
Here.
Mike, the new one.
You can send me those, but send me the new desk.
It doesn't have rack mounts. I know it doesn't have rack mounts.
Okay.
But all I have is the
then we're good.
You know, the Telos thing, and I have a Mackie board that doesn't.
We'll bring them the new Telos. We got a brand new Telos for you that we're going to swap out.
You do?
Yes.
Updated, all ready to go.
Taken care of. We're taking care of you. We're good.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is fun. So when you get down here, we'll have a discussion about stuff, and we'll move stuff around. And then all of the
4 hours we spent today getting the gear.
No. I mean, if you want a rack mount, the priority is the studio.
Yeah.
If I may say, as a disinterested observer, I think the priority would be Mike, don't lurk while he does it.
I'm not going to lurk. I'm going to discuss things with him. I'm going to discuss
midnight?
Him.
Midnight.
When you wake up on Saturday, you're
first
like,
of all,
boom, bam, everything's done.
First of all, I'm smart. Okay.
Oh, I know. But you are, Mike, you have to admit, you're a lurker.
Tense.
I'm not. Yeah. I don't.
You bring tension.
Here's the deal. That on Saturday, we wake up in the morning. That's good.
Saturday
so
is
treat
work. Day.
You don't need to work on Friday night.
Yeah, but if I get it done on Friday night, then we're good to go for Saturday and some
well,
Sunday.
Well, then you could come and meet my trainer do the whole thing. And I was thinking in terms of you being here Saturday morning. That's going
to
be the...
Well, he has to greet the cable guy on
Saturday.
Yeah, I got to
meet the cable guy.
I'm
legit coming to be your pool boy for the weekend.
We're going to have fun.
You'll meet the cable man, and then you'll pick up Michael from piano, and then you'll drive him home. What? This is great. I can't wait.
So that's what's going to happen. And then after that, it's up to you. And by the way, I am here for Friday night if you want to do some nocturnal work and move stuff around and haul stuff. This is not a Herculean effort.
No, it's not.
This is really not.
So
he's coming down for 8 days and 7 nights, right? That's the length of the stay?
Which will be longer, the documentary Staircase on Netflix or Oscar's visit? We finished it, by the way.
I misstepped because I thought you told me that it was okay to watch the movie first and then the doc.
Well, the movie's not done. The movie hit with 3 episodes, and now every Thursday, HBO Max will drop another episode.
So should
the documentary
I switch?
Should has
I
been
bail
out for
now?
A long time.
Should I bail now and go straight to the doc?
I think if you... we've watched all 3 episodes of the drama with Colin Firth, and then, because we were waiting, there was nothing else, and we were interested, and we knew there was a documentary, we dove into the documentary on Netflix, which is unquestionably, in my opinion, one of the best courtroom documentaries. I know it takes one side. I know it does.
Sure.
It's biased. It's biased towards this guy, Michael Peterson, who was accused and convicted of murder. But it is the access. It's stunning. Access that you wouldn't believe. Access that when I smell a rat about maybe some of the phone calls have been, hey, this is when my lawyer is going to call, that type. I think they do that kind of stuff.
Right.
Or they're just filming all the time, but you make your own decisions.
Where, you know what? One thing I haven't gathered, I imagine it's probably in the Northeast.
Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, that's right. I should know that. So they must have different rules because they still don't allow video cameras in Virginia courts.
I don't think they have live TV access, but they have.
Yeah, we see Johnny Depp.
Recording devices. These filmmakers were allowed total access. Don't know how it happened. Anyway,
well,
back to Oscar. Oscar. Okay. Can we move on to Oscar, please?
Please.
Thank you. Thank you very much. E-bike update. You said somebody absconded with your... Somebody stole your bike.
Well, not stolen. Do I have it in my possession? No. Does someone else have it in the possession? Yes. Have they returned it? No.
Do you know the culprit?
Well, this is the deal, and this is a sticky wicket because I like this person. I rode into work the other day, and I saw the garage attendant from the first floor, and he waved me down, and I said, "Hi," and he said, "I ride 8 miles to work every day and back. I've got this just regular mountain bike. How much is that bike? You look like you're having a blast. You're wearing a suit. You're not even sweating." And I said, "I actually don't even pedal on this thing. It just brings me to work and takes me home."
Right.
And I said, "Would you like to try it?" And he said, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah, like, and it folds and it's called Lectric." And I gave him the link. He wrote down the link to our website and all, you know, all that. Like, I'm moving units. I feel like I'm moving units.
Sure.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
A walking, talking advertisement.
Somehow. So then that turned into like, "Here's the keys. I'll swing through and pick it up a little later." So I essentially let him use it. And then out of like a 2 or 3 hours later, I look outside and it's him and his garage buddy going up and down the street on my electric bike, which I wanted them to try it out and see, like,
right,
this is how it works, right?
Did they look like the guys that took Ferris Bueller's dad's Ferrari?
That is a great visual.
and at one point, one of the guys is on the back of there's no pegs on the bike, but he's standing on back of it. So they're riding back and forth. So they're joyriding. It's fun. Like, they're having a good time.
Sure. Right.
And I said, "Chan, look, the guys from the garage are really enjoying it. I think they're going to buy one." That was 2 days ago.
I have
not seen the bike since.
2 days?
2 days.
Have you made contact with anybody from the garage?
The gentleman has been out sick for 2 days.
Oh,
right.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to wait till tomorrow. My guess is, because I went and talked to his Ethiopian cohort, which is a nice guy. And
this is our morning guy?
This is the evening guy.
Oh, the evening.
Just like in radio, evening drive.
Right.
He said, "Yeah, the bike was so much fun." I said, "Awesome. Where's the bike?" They're like, "Oh, I got to ask the morning guy." So
what, they're passing it around now?
There may have been some miscommunication where I was like, "You drive 8 miles, you ride this 8 miles." Like, and I don't know if that's how it came off, because I was so enthusiastic about the bike.
You think he thinks you gave it to him?
I don't think he thinks I gave it to him.
What a wonderful phrase.
Sorry. There might
I had the best day at work. That guy gave me an electric bike.
I will find out tomorrow morning, because I'm going to come bright and early.
Sure.
To just kind of like mill around a little kiosk and
he's
see if I can
see. He's probably excited.
Where we're moving on now.
Sorry.
But give a man a fish, he can eat forever. Give a man bread. What's that saying?
You know, you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime.
Thank you. That's what I meant.
And you give him a bike and he never brings it back.
That's right.
Give a man an electric bike and he will take it away forever. Wow.
This is the kicker. I have the charger still. I don't know how he's charging the thing.
Oh, he could be like in Bethesda and the thing conks out and there's no way home.
Oh, my God. But you haven't gotten confirmation that this might be a hinky situation yet.
I was so excited to see them joyriding on M Street up and down and really moving that I was like, "Look, Shan, they're loving this thing. They're going to order them." And then Shan's like, "Where's your bike?" I said, "I know. I haven't seen my bike."
Yeah, but there's no problem affording the electric bike. Because it's affordable.
Yes.
And also, the last I checked, that the parking spaces in D.C. are $1 million each.
That's exactly right.
They should do that. So you're getting in tomorrow at
4:30.
4:30?
4:30, yeah.
I will be picking you up. And, you know, I'm not sure what your dinner plans are, but we're probably going to have a kind of a healthy little din-din here at the house. And then... on
salmon?
Saturday, probably not salmon. No,
trout?
Okay.
Probably not. Probably, probably a little pasta.
Ah. That's not healthy.
Red lentil pasta. Yeah, red lentil pasta that's been heated and cooled with artificial meat and very special tomato sauce.
Just hanging out with you is great. Being in the celebrity's home after all this time is going to be amazing.
He dismissed the pasta. When you laid out the entire description based on ingredients, he says, "Well, just seeing you will be nice."
I know. It'll be a special time.
He'll have a Clif Bar in his pocket.
Well, yeah, do you eat Clif Bars?
I eat everything.
What's your favorite Clif Bar?
Oh, God. The peanut butter one.
The peanut butter crunch?
Yeah.
We got them.
I like the white macadamia as well. Anything.
Yeah. Oh, he also likes electric bike.
I'll give you. I don't like the macadamia enough.
Oh, I love
it. So that's it. Yes, Rob, what?
He likes the electric bike flavored Clif Bar that can be borrowed. And
I like to share them with people.
Yes. Hopefully there will be resolution on this before you get on a plane, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. I really love that bike. It's funny because my wife drives me to work now and she said, remember when you gave away that bike by accident?
48 hours ago?
I was like, I don't think I gave it away. She goes, I think you might have missed, like, I know you. You get so excited. Then people take things.
Is there a particular breakfast cereal? That you would like?
Oh, Cheerio. I'm a Cheerios guy.
You're a Cheerios guy? I think we can accommodate
that. With 2% milk, please. 2%.
Any toiletries or anything that you require?
No, I'm good. Just some, I like cotton sheets. I don't like that synthetic.
Well, I think they
are. Oh, we have satin.
Egyptian cotton.
Yes. Still with the red satin, Mike?
We have satin, yeah. And this Murphy bed is a Murphy water bed.
Ooh,
and it's heart shaped.
Right. Maybe. You know. It's an actual Murphy
waterbed. Heart comes down.
Would you like to hear the waterbed? Would you like to interview the waterbed? Yeah. We only have 1 second to do this, but here he is. All right.
Hi, Murphy waterbed.
Hello, Rob.
He's going to be fine.
Okay, good to see you.
Bye. There we go. All right, we have to take a break. Anyway,
so hard to fold it up.
It's very difficult.
Gotta get it by the ears.
Squish it and squash it. Anywho, we'll take a break. And we got Soundtown. That is coming up next right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. And everything is going to be just fine.
The Fox Network is responsible for some of the most useless competition shows in the history of television. The Masked Singer. So You Think You Can Dance. I Can See Your Voice. Beaches and Alter Ego. The Masked Dancer. And now the Fox Network has come up with the stupidest, most pointless, and confusing competition show ever. I Can Hear You Dance. Masked judges score masked dancers based on the sound of their dancing. Sound confusing? You bet it is. I Can Hear You Dance. It'll have your wang tip smoking.
On my left foot. On my right foot.
Who wins? Who loses? Who cares? You'll always be a winner when you buy the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I Can Hear You Dance is produced by a live bear and only on Fox Midnight.
Live bear.
My favorite part. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And knowing more about your sleep helps you achieve your best quality sleep. Sleep IQ data shows sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. That's up to 170 hours per year. By the way, did you know that May is Better Sleep Month? That's right. There is no better time to try the Sleep 30 Challenge by Sleep Number, a 30-day sleep wellness program shown to improve sleep quality and change your sleep habits for the better. Check out this free program by visiting mysleep30.com. Most people see big improvements in their sleep by weeks 2 and 3. And quality sleep can help boost your energy, recovery, and well-being. So, be like me. Get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. My Sleep Number setting is now a 65. Carla remains at a 65. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Sound. Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
Mike, I think one of your favorite Broadway divas is Patti LuPone, no?
Not really, no. I mean,
Play along. Play along.
Okay, yeah, of course. I love
you
her.
You loved
She's
her
great.
In Evita.
She's the best. She's fantastic. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Whatever.
Anyway, she got caught on... This is a funny piece of tape because they are so crazy about not letting you use your cameras and your phones during a Broadway show. I went through it when I saw Wicked. So most of this video is a close-up of a woman's knee recording this. I apologize about the audio quality because the phone is pointed at the knee. But Patti LuPone is doing what is called a talkback. This has become fairly common where after a show, the stars will come out and like do a Ask Me Anything type deal with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And she was dissatisfied with one of the patrons.
acting. Put your mask over your nose. That's why you're in the theater. That is the rule. If you don't want to follow the rule, get the f*** out.
What did she say?
She said, if you're going to be in the theater, you have to wear a mask. Put the mask over your nose or get the F out now. And she says the F word to the person in the audience. It's pretty.
Was it an old guy like doing the old man thing where they have the mask under the nose?
No, it's a lady, and they actually have a little bit of a trade-off here.
Old lady, I get it. Yeah. We pay your salary. Children of the greatest generation right there.
Who do you think you are?
I'm a patron.
Mm.
I'm a patron. But what was great about Patti LuPone is she said, you don't pay my salary. And then she mentioned the producer of the show pays my salary. So, it's pretty, they're very, very enthusiastic about making
sure. Well, they're also in New York City, which has been a petri dish.
Yes.
And I get it. And New York City is still, reeling from this. And I get it. I understand it. Oh, God, don't get me started. I almost wanted to do a whole segment on it today with the whole deal of the Land of Bull. But I'm not going to do that today. But really, when you're talking about certain pockets of the country, it's been crazy. Has it been great in other areas? Well, it's not been great anyway. By the way, 1 million people today. 1 million people. How many people died? 1 million people. Mm. Non-mask wearers. I mean, really, sometimes you just got to except the fact that it's dangerous. God, why are people this way? I don't know what happened to our country. I really don't. But anyway, go ahead, Rob.
It sure did happen, though. Are you a guy, and Oscar, I'll let you answer this as well, or ask you as well. Do you have a just-in-case pee? Like if you're about to take a long car ride, do you go and you pee just in case?
My wife does it all the time. I have never. That's not my thing. No.
Mike?
No.
Okay.
No, never.
This is a doctor explaining, and it's not a guy, forgive me, explaining why you should not pee just in case.
Your bladder basically has three levels of sensation of filling. So this first one is just an awareness level that tells you that there's some urine in the bladder. The second one is actually the one that tells you to make a plan to use the toilet. And then the third one is kind of the panic button that says, get me there right now, I'm about to overflow. If we're going just in case, our bladder starts getting these data points as, maybe we should be sending this signal a little sooner. And so now we're going to start getting that urge to go a lot sooner than before.
Over time, this compresses those three levels together. And so the difference between feeling like there's some urine in your bladder and feeling that panic button like you're about to pee your pants is going to happen in a much shorter amount of time.
Your body gets screwed up by peeing when you don't really have to pee, like forcing it, I guess.
Do you do a safety pee before you're traveling?
I have lately because I've been on diuretics and I have to pee all the time.
Safety poo.
Yeah.
Safety poo.
And a safety puke.
All three.
At the same time. Honey, bring the waste paper basket. I'm ready to go. Oscar, I hope your flight tomorrow goes without incident.
God willing.
Yeah. Unlike this other one that was in Florida where...
This is a big story down here, boys.
Yeah, the pilot became incapacitated. They're sort of vague. I think he passed out. But
given... I've been looking for updates on the pilot, and as of taping time, I didn't have one
TBD.
Yet.
The official thing is that he was incapacitated. So like out of a Hollywood movie... They took someone from the back of the plane, a passenger who had no flying experience, and talked him through it. This is an air traffic controller and some actual audio.
There's a passenger flying a plane that's not a pilot, and the pilot's incapacitated. They said, we need to try to help them land the plane.
What was the situation with the pilot?
He is incoherent. He is out.
Try to hold the wings level and see if he can start descending for me.
Keep him calm. Point him to the runway. And just tell him how to reduce the power so he can descend to land. I just feel like it was probably meant to happen.
As of time of recording, the plane is still in the air. I'm kidding.
Can you
I'm
play
kidding.
That again? Listen to the actual audio. It sounds like Mark Riddell.
It probably is.
Let's listen.
It probably is.
There's a passenger flying a plane that's not a pilot, and the pilot's incapacitated. They said, we need to try to help them land the plane.
What was the situation with the pilot?
He is incoherent. He is out.
Try to hold the wings level and see if he can flying. Start descending for me.
Keep him calm. Point him to the runway.
He's incoherent.
Just tell him
he's
how
out.
To reduce the power so he can descend
right
to land.
And
I feel
right
like
foot.
It was probably meant to happen.
The amazing thing is that the pilot that was passed out was named Captain Amato.
Yes, I just perhaps was a little bit dehydrated before we left the airport. I am feeling incredibly lightheaded. Can I get that radio frequency again, please?
All right. Speaking of airports, here's an update. Do you remember the lady that was chased by security because she was drunk and driving around the airport on a motorized suitcase?
No, I don't remember that one.
We had this in the audio vault some time ago. She spit on airport security, and she tried to escape by sitting on one of those battery-operated rolling suitcases. They were able to catch her because of the speed, but she's in trouble again because she missed her court date, shockingly. But let's go back to the actual arrest footage when they stopped her on the rolling suitcase.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's their policy. You just can't be that intoxicated when you fly in a plane, okay?
I'm not that intoxicated.
Oh, no.
I don't remember that. Can I hear that one more time, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mike. This is when she was this is what got her in trouble in the first place.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's their policy. You just can't be that intoxicated when you fly in a plane, okay?
I'm not that intoxicated.
Okay, Chelsea.
Brutal.
So we wish her well. She should set a reminder in her phone. Mike, that's all I got to make.
Now leaving SoundCloud.
We got to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, game time on the bonus show tomorrow, so please join us for that. And if you haven't subscribed to the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour, you are not doing your job to support what we do for you every week. It is a one-hour bonus show. It is subscription-based. It is uncensored. It is commercial-free. And we do some crazy crap there that will curl your hair. You never know what's going to happen on the TMOS Bonus Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye and bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.